Treasure Set Tea Time on 89.1 FM, Creston's Christian Radio. I am Debbie Graham, your host, and I have an interview today with Christine of Cranbrook Pregnancy Care Center right here in Cranbrook. Welcome, Christine.
Thanks, Debbie.
Tell me a little bit about what services you are offering in Cranbrook.
First of all, thank you so much for responding to the call on your heart to have us here. We're so grateful to you and to Grace Christian Fellowship and Grace Radio for supporting us. So we are a center in development right now. We are preparing for a launch in fall of 2026. Even though our doors aren't open yet, our mission is in motion. We want to walk alongside women and men who are facing unexpected or uncertain pregnancy and to provide encouragement, trustworthy information, and compassionate support to make informed decisions without pressure or judgment, and to offer a safe and caring place for anyone walking through the pain of pregnancy loss. So we believe people are not alone and their story matters, and they deserve support that is confidential, respectful, and hope-filled. So we are based in Cranbrook, but we do want to serve the whole Kootenay region once we're open, and currently the closest centers are in Lethbridge, Grand Forks, and Calgary. So we want something more local.
That's great. How can people get a hold of you if they need some support or advice?
So people can reach out to us anytime through our website. It's cranbrookpregcenter.ca. You could also just search Cranbrook Pregnancy Care Center in Google and we'll pop up. Also, you could email us at office@cranbrookpregcenter.ca. That's also on our website. So while we're not open yet for in-person services, we do have two people who are training for peer support who will soon begin to offer online emotional support through Online Care Canada. They are part of the umbrella of Pregnancy Care Canada, where we get all our training and where we're affiliated. So this means women can connect with someone privately and safely even before our center will officially open.
Can you give us your email address again?
Yeah, absolutely. So our website is cranbrookpregcenter.ca. So that's CranBrook. PregCenter.ca, cranbrookpregcenter.ca, and our email is office@cranbrookpregcenter.ca. So office@cranbrookpregcenter.ca.
I am so delighted to hear you guys are opening up and taking the time to open up this pregnancy center in Cranbrook. Do you need monthly support to keep this office open or to even get it more launched?
Yeah, so right now we are still building towards our opening day. So we're focusing on administration, fundraising, and community awareness right now. We did set a startup goal of $30,000 and we're super encouraged. We've already raised $25,000. So we're so grateful for all that support so far. But for ongoing operations, we are going to work towards a goal of $5,000 monthly. And right now we do have some monthly supporters. We have about $350 a month right now. So there's plenty of room for individuals and churches to come alongside us and partner.
That's great. And we can get a hold of you on your website.
Yeah,
we
you got it.
We can email you.
Yes, please.
And we can get more information, things like that.
Yes.
Wouldn't it be nice for somebody to even give a one-time gift? You know, you would take that or make that commitment of a monthly donation. That would be even better. Then you can budget on that.
You got
well,
it.
Okay.
And on our website, there is a giving page, and that would direct you. But please feel free anytime to email. It actually will come directly to me, and I can give you step-by-step instructions on how to give. We are so grateful for anything that you feel put on your heart to give.
That's wonderful, Christine. Is there anything else you think we can add to help you guys launch your care center?
Yes. So we're really excited to share. We're now in the process of hiring our first executive director, which is a huge milestone for us. We have a wonderful team, a board, and volunteers working, but we just want that one key person, the executive director, to work with us and kind of pull it all together. We are working right now with a lawyer to obtain our charitable status, which is essential for us to open. So while we're not open yet, like I said, our mission has already started. We would also love people to pray. Prayer is actually number one. Pregnancy Care Canada mentioned that is going to cover us. We are, or cover our whole operation. Yeah. We are going into territory that has been under the authority of the enemy for a long time.
That's so right.
Thank you so much.
If there are any ladies groups that have a prayer group, could you please put that on your list to pray for this center, because they're going to need it and they need that covering.
So yes.
let's keep that in mind as well.
Thank you so much.
Lord, you have searched me and known me. For you formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written, every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. If I would count them, they are more than the sand. I awake, and I'm still with you.
If you right now are listening by radio, or if you know somebody right now that needs some support, some hope, Christine, can you tell us what they can do?
Absolutely. You do not need to face this and walk through it alone. So please reach out to us at Cranbrook Pregnancy Care Center. Even though we are not in operation, we would love to come alongside and support you and find the support that you need. So you can get involved, you can donate, or you can reach out through cranbrookpregcenter.ca or email us at office@cranbrookpregcenter.ca. So together we can help our community and bring resources to life for you.
What a blessing this is. It's been a blessing to talk to you today. And thank you for prayerfully considering partnership with this ministry. Together, we can bring hope and support to those facing unexpected pregnancies in our community.
Thank you so much.